This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Anti-Israel protests are continuing to take place at Columbia University in New York City and other colleges across the country. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham joins Fox News and calls on President Biden to take action.
I would urge President Biden to address the nation and be clear that every Jewish student in this country attending any university will be protected by his administration.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addresses the protests during a White House briefing on Wednesday.
Americans have the right to peacefully protest. They have the right to peacefully protest as long as it's within the law and that it's peaceful. Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful. It's just not.
Former President Trump is not in court, so what does that mean? He hit the campaign trail. The president visiting the battleground state of Wisconsin. While speaking in Waukesha, the former president talks about a series of indictments that have limited his run for re-election.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
An active shooter situation west of Madison, Wisconsin is under control. That's according to the Mount Horeb Area School District. The district saying the suspect never breached the entranceway of the school and added there's no reports of any injuries to any students. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Speaking in a news conference after meeting with Israeli leaders, Blinken saying the time is now and adds it's up to Hamas to agree to Israel's deal and compromise. Blinken saying the White House is focused on reaching a deal that addresses civilians in Gaza and the remaining Israeli hostages. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Fed Reserve is not touching interest rates. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%.
Some House Democrats say they'll support Speaker Mike Johnson as he faces calls to remove him from a small group of Republicans. At a press conference on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie vowed that they will remove the Speaker.
Hakeem Jeffries knows if we coast this one out, we lose the majority. Spending goes up next fall. He knows the border will stay open. And he knows this is going to demotivate our voters because we've given up. Why should they try? So we are not going to give up. We will fight the uniparty.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic is holding a hearing to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Michigan Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell criticizes the Echo Health Alliance, a disease research nonprofit, during a testimony with the group's president, Peter Daszak.
The Echo Health Alliance has proven to be careless and imprecise with their federal funding, contrary to what we expect and demand of any federal grantee. This does not mean we should throw out the baby with the bathwater, as my Republican colleagues seem to be suggesting.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because that's what we need to hang on to, ladies and gentlemen. They've convinced us that truth is relative, and it's their truth, our truth, you know, and somewhere in between. And look at the mess that we're in right now. All the lawlessness that's taking place. A government that appears to be corrupt at every turn. It is amazing, you know, where we find ourselves. You know, the last time that we had a president, if you remember, that says, watch my lips, no new taxes, right? And taxes seem to be a sensitive issue, understandably, especially when you've got inflation raging as the way it is, what, 18.9%? Average household spending an extra anywhere $1,000, $1,300 a month. Just like that. I mean, nobody got a Tesla in their driveway. We're just, all of a sudden, we're commanded to pay another $1,000 to $1,300. You know, this is painful for most of America right now. I mean, they're doing everything they can to cut back, and the government says, oh, no, hey, here's another $1,000 bill on your table that you have to navigate in the form of inflation. Well, the current president, I guess, is defying all kinds of reason. And what he's declaring is that, hey, look, at we're going to increase taxes. So vote for me and forget about a chicken in every pot. You're not even going to be able to afford it. But that's okay. It's not about chickens anymore, because we're going to eat bugs and all this other stuff and just have a great time. Mike Pallas is with us. He's the Americans for Tax Reform Tax Policy Director to talk about, you know, President Biden's latest pledge. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, don't you love it? I mean, he has defied common sense and every other aspect. I can't imagine what the DNC and the rest of the Democrats are doing right now. Is that, I mean, this is just insane. For all that America's been going through, and then you sit there and say, okay, well, there's not enough. There's not enough pain. We're going to add more taxes here, right?
That's exactly right. And we've had President Biden come out and make very clear what a second term would mean for taxpayers and for the economy. He's tweeted out saying he's going to fully repeal the Trump tax cuts, every part of it, which is a clear violation of his pledge to voters not to raise taxes on anyone under $400,000. Letting the Trump tax cuts expire, repealing them, that means basic things for people like cutting their standard deduction on half. Right now, thanks to the Trump tax cuts, for a family, their first $28,000 are tax-free. Biden would cut that number in half. He'd take the child tax credit that Republicans and President Trump in 2017 doubled to $2,000 per child. He'd cut that number in half. These are tax hikes on nearly 90% of Americans. Violation of his pledge. And now you have his administration ridiculously trying to clean this up. They had his Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, testifying this week, and they took President Biden's tweet, printed it out on big poster board right in front of her face, and Janet Yellen refused to acknowledge it, wouldn't read from it, would say that she hadn't seen the tweet despite it being in front of her face. for an hour and refused to say that it would be a violation of the president's pledge. It would only say that she had not seen the president's statement, again, despite it being right in front of her face, which shows that the Biden administration, they're stuck between which lie to tell right now. They are afraid to admit that the Trump tax cuts cut taxes for everyone. They'll continue to lie about that. But they can acknowledge, at least under oath, that repealing the Trump tax cuts would, in fact, they can't say that he wouldn't fully repeal them because that would be violating his pledge. So they're stuck between what lie to tell voters right now.
Exactly. Well, of course, and Janet Yellen was the one that said the inflation we were going through was transitory, right? Didn't get that right. Here it is. I mean, it's like this administration has mediocritized itself. I mean, the lack of competence at every turn, whether we're talking the border, Janet Yellen being able to speak honestly about this. I mean, and it's surprising because here it is. I mean, she's highly educated. She's a smart woman. And for her to just sit there, you know, for the sake of the party politics and that, I mean, is it just impossible to tell the truth and speak the obvious anymore, or you got to go along and look stupid? I got to imagine she had to just, you know, leave the building and want to scream, you know, because this is the position that she's found herself in, right?
It shows what low regard and how stupid they think the American people are, that they can have the president's statement printed out on poster board in front of her face. And she will sit there and tell cameras that she has not seen the president's statement. And it's infuriating. It's a pattern with this administration of they're not honest with the American people. No one, President Biden does not hold anyone in his administration accountable because he's barely held accountable. And they will sit there. They will completely miss inflation. They'll tell you it's transitory when we've been sitting here for years now and it's back on the rise. We have an economy that greatly missed expectations for the first quarter of this year. And they're going around still trying to sell Bidenomics. We need to get back to the Trump administration's policy of low taxes, low regulation, and get an economic growth. And that only happens if we have a change of who's in power and the Republicans perform well this election.
Yeah, because the Democratic policies are right there. I mean, they're the ones that are causing all the pain. And I keep reminding everybody, this is not only at the feet of Joe Biden, it's the Democratic Party, because they're all lockstep. Because, Mike, you know, whenever they vote, I mean, it's almost 100% of all Democrats, they're along the party line. So, again, what it should make clear to we the people is that power and control is more important to them than serving the American people. That's how it translates, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why they want these tax increases. They want to raise taxes off the back of American people and use it for more welfare, more government spending, all of which they use targeted to get votes. It's for more student bailouts because they're afraid of young people right now not willing to show up for Biden.
Right. Well, you know, it almost kind of reminds me of, you know, the Bible story of Moses, you know, talking to Pharaoh. And he says, hey, these people are grumbling because they're not working hard enough. So we're going to not give them straw, but they still need to produce the same amount of bricks. This is what this kind of reminds me of a little bit, is that the leadership, the president of the United States saying, well, you know, if the people were working harder and their nose was more to the grind, then they wouldn't worry about these policies. They wouldn't be questioning me about what I'm doing, right?
And think of how cynical it is. And that's right. It's them saying, well, yeah, the people are just working less hard during their administration, or we know what their normal line is. It's just companies are just more greedy the moment Biden took office. And they're charging higher prices. That's the cause of inflation, not their overspending policies, not them flooding the economy with money that they're borrowing. That's what's dragging down the economy. That's why consumers are facing higher prices. It's Democrat policies.
What I want to see is a clear audit on all this money that Joe Biden spent. And because we've talked about this, Mike, that a lot of this money went to pay off debts to Democratic donors. There was a lot of, crony capitalism that took place at the expense of the American people. I would love to see a true accounting to find out where that money went and who benefited, from it. I'll guarantee you it just on the surface, I will guarantee you that it went to pay off a lot of donor debts that had been lingering because of Hillary Clinton not getting elected. Got to go to break. We've got more from Mike Pallets after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Great to have you along with us as we continue to fight the good fight for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Mike Pallets. Mike is with Americans for Tax Reforms. He's the tax policy director. You know, Mike, is, as you point out, you know, quite clearly, that the government is all about, you know, we the government. this idea that, you know, it's we the people, that we have the God-given right for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Oh, you know, forget that. You know, that's been edited out of their constitution. They don't believe in that. And when you see whether it's Janet Yellen, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Mayorkas and that, you can tell that they've sold their souls to the devil. They can't answer a simple question that most people would be able to answer. They can't, because for them, it's about power and control, and they're not about to compromise that. That is kind of like a, it's a death oath that they've taken, right? I mean, they're so committed to lying to the people, misrepresenting, because, you see, they get away with it. There's no consequence. Oh, he's held in contempt of Congress. So what happens to him? Bupkis. Nothing. They walk around. Hunter Biden walks in and out like, you know, he's a free man. I'd love it if they threw handcuffs on the guy. Just to put a shock into the system to say, look at you, you cannot lie to Congress. You are in contempt. There are consequences. You see, it's kind of like what's going on in the college campuses today. There's no consequences. So these kids get out of control. You know?
And Bill, you're right. And it's all about Democrats maintaining power, right? And that's how they set their economic policy. Conservatives, we believe in lower tax, letting you keep more of your own money, lower regulation, less government interfering in your business and in your personal life. Democrats view their economic policy is about maintaining their control and making sure people and businesses and entire industries are dependent on Democrats being in control. So
exactly.
It's subsidies for forms of energy like wind and solar that couldn't exist without their government subsidies because they wouldn't be able to financially compete. It's about replacing traditional cars with electric vehicles that are dependent on materials that are sourced from China to have their tax credit. That they wouldn't be able to compete and consumers wouldn't be able to afford without taxpayers massively subsidizing them. It's about making all of these people, all these businesses, dependent on Democrats being in control for them to be able to compete, all of which aimed at keeping Democrats elected.
Exactly. Well, because they're buying votes. It's just a way of buying votes. This is their scam. So it's not about the people. They're servicing a specific group of people that ensures their reelection. This is why the people, and I think this is a bit disturbing right now, you know, for the Democratic Party, because whether it's blacks or Hispanics, these minorities that have traditionally, you know, looked to the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party has been the one that's been, you know, putting food and sustenance in their troughs. And what it's done is it's mediocratized the classes. You know, the more government subsidy that you get, the less intelligent you become, sadly. And so I think that we have gone through this enough that the eyes and the senses of, you know, Americans, they're awakening to this reality. But what they have to realize is that, yeah, you're awakening, but you're in the middle of a war here. You know, because the Republican Party for a long time, they haven't even realized that. I'm not even sure they got the memo yet. Hey, buddy, you are in the middle of a war, and guess what? You're getting your butt kicked. And all these principles that you and I talked about that we value that are so essential are being subordinated because you guys are a bunch of wimps.
That's right. And people need to understand that the pain is coming at their own personal expense. So exactly. When we talk about how Biden plans to fund all of these big government plans, he's just laid out, he's made very clear what a second Biden administration looks like. That is a $5 trillion tax hike, including full repeal of the 2017 Trump-Republican tax cuts. What that means for people, what they're putting forward are ideas that are dangerous, that cripple investment in the United States, like the highest capital gains rate of 44.6%.
Yeah.
That's the highest rate since 1922. That means that a small business, you work your entire life, you and your spouse, you work 30 years in a small business, you go to retire, you sell your business, and in states like California, you combine the state and federal capital gains rate, means you're going to have to give more than half of your company away, half of the profit of your company is going to go to the government. That's your life saving, that's your life work. That's what Democrats are going to take away from you.
Yeah, because they believe you didn't do that by yourself. They want to take credit you know, for all your hard work. They feel like, they've got to get, they got to get their share, their supposed earned share.
Yeah, this is Barack Obama. You didn't build that. They want to take credit for everything you've done.
Right.
It's Hillary Clinton. This, you know, it takes a village.
Yeah, you see, this is why en masse the American people need to come out. Make sure you're registered to vote. Make sure you vote. Make sure you keep an eye. If you are a poll watcher, if you're watching, that you do this for the sake of this democratic republic. Because there's no doubt, you know, this democracy, this democratic republic that we know has been so compromised because of the last election. When you've got, Mike, you still have 60% of America scratching their head and going, what happened? But this doesn't make sense. 80 million votes for Joe Biden? Are you kidding me? This, on so many levels. You know, I was talking to a former ambassador about a week or so ago. He goes, well, Bill, you know, there's been 60 cases before judges, you know, across the country. And, you know, they haven't won one. Well, that wasn't totally true. They actually won four. But, you know, but the general mantra is that it's gone before all these courts. And if there was any veracity or any problem with the election, then these courts, of course, you know, they would have adjudicated the case and decided. No, what they did was they ignored it and on technicality. And we've never really had a true investigation of what happened. And the people aren't stupid. They know this. All they know is that, look at who can fight City Hall, right?
And we've seen, right, in over the Biden administration, this kind of, this, you know, the corruption of government, where we now have the IRS whistleblowers who have sounded the alarm on the investigation into Hunter Biden. They're out. Yeah. All of them are publicly saying they're being persecuted against within Treasury, that their jobs are being threatened by the Biden administration. They're facing backlash for them coming forward. Which was what they were ethically supposed to do, and they did everything legally by the book. And we've now got reports that within the Treasury Department, within the IRS, they're being punished by the Biden administration. Yeah,
exactly. You see, and this is where there needs to be an immediate response. There needs to be some immediate remedy where, you know, Congress, you know, immediately responds and sanctions our government, you know, any aspect of it, to say you cannot do that, and you're going to be held in contempt. There's going to be a consequence, because it's amazing, when there were whistleblowers against Donald Trump, oh, how they were protected, right? They were even though they came and they lied through their teeth, and you found out later on, they lied, oh no, as a whistleblower, you can't. You know, you can't talk about Blasey Ford. I mean, you know, she's a whistleblower. You know,
and you think about the thin circumstances of which we even know that this came to light. Right? We're reliant on Republicans in the House doing oversight, who are hanging on by a 1-2 seat majority in Congress. If we didn't have that, if we didn't even have that small level of oversight, we wouldn't know anything about the whistleblowers in the Hunter Biden case. They never would have come forward in a Democrat House, and even if they had, you know, we would have had Democrat politicians silencing them and being part of the cover-up.
Exactly. And when you hear them, when they come before, you know, the committees and that, you get the Republicans asking the tough questions, and then the Democrats are going, oh man, you're doing such a great job, we're just so appreciative for your service. It's like, what's the point here? The point is we've got a serious problem here in River City. This isn't a time to give somebody an award because you want to protect their position. I mean, we got to get answers here, right?
And that's right. And ultimately, right, politicians, career bureaucrats like Janet Yellen and Biden's Treasury administration, they're responsible to us. They're responsible to voters and to taxpayers. We need proper oversight of them. We need an administration that has less regulation and lets people keep more of their own money rather than focused on keeping Democrats in power.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Well, Mike Pallotz, as always, it's a joy. I appreciate you coming on. Remind everybody of the website they can go to for ATR.
Please, if everyone can go to ATR.org to learn more. Thank you.
There you go. He's Tax Policy Director for ATR, Mike Pallotz. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan.
Yeah.
So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestinian protests at universities nationwide. Senator Tom Cotton accused university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the Intifada.
He suggested that the Department of Education withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. An active shooter situation outside a Wisconsin middle school has ended after the threat was neutralized. The information comes from the Mount Horeb area school district west of Madison. John Schaefer, USA News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
With America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, last week, they're at it again. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, voted to restore Obama-era internet regulations known as net neutrality. Okay? The regulations reclassify internet providers, ISPs, as a utility under Title II regulations of the Communications Act and apply that classification to wireless data. Now, previously, ISPs were regulated under less restrictive Title I rules, but that doesn't work for the Biden administration, so we need to find out how that's going to affect us. The senior policy analyst in technology and innovation at Americans for Prosperity, James Chernosky, is with us right now. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, break this down. You know, anytime the government gets their fingers in things, especially if it's slanted on one party over the other, and you talk about restoring regulations that were part of the Obama administration, it immediately causes the hairs on the back of our neck to stand up. So break it down.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when it comes to this decision to return to the Obama-era net neutrality rules, the funny thing is that we don't have to go and guess what the impacts are going to be, because we already went through this one time with the Obama administration. So when net neutrality was put into place, you saw, a lower level of investment and slower rates of deployment. And that means that it's going to undermine the FCC's core mission here of closing the digital divide and getting Americans connected to the Internet, which, you know, is basically denying them then the opportunity to fully participate in the 21st century economy. And that's just a really unacceptable outcome that is completely avoidable, but for the fact that they're just playing a purely partisan political kind of scheme here to go and bring back something that had no need necessary. When these regulations were repealed underneath the last administration by then Chair Ajit Pai, you've seen faster speeds, lower prices, and more options for internet access for consumers than they've ever had before. So The reason this is getting brought back is a little bit of a mystery in many respects because, you know, again, it begs the question, what was the need? Mm-hmm. But, you know, here they are. They're just doing it for the political purposes.
Is this a form of suppression of speech at the end of the day?
I mean, in many respects, it is certainly going and, you know, it is amounting to a government control of the web, you know, government takeover of the web, right? So that is a very real threat, and that's something that people should be concerned about. I don't think that you want the government being in a position, you know, being close to any kind of technology that does, you know, distribute a lot of information to Americans because they can have all kinds of conditions and red tape they can go and throw on there. We're already seeing them go and leverage what they can do with broadband deployment dollars already with trying to require, you know, certain conditions for, you know, deploying in an equitable manner or other kinds of things that, you know, I think expose people to all kinds of liability. And, you know, it'll make companies be very, very cognizant and wary about how they're going and doing things. So mm-hmm. there's a very real threat, I think, to, you know, the end user at the end of the day that the government is going to have their finger on the pulse and their finger on the scale of a technology that is so close to home for them, quite literally, and responsible for giving them access to information on the web.
What about privacy issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, the United States government certainly already has a lot of information on Americans, and you don't want to go and put the government in a position where it can go and demand more information from companies on Americans than it already has. So there's always a concern that, you know, the government can go and try to use this to collect more information. And we just got out of an area where, you know, the government was having a pretty big debate around, you know, surveillance of Americans, something that the, mm-hmm. the government bipartisan basis mm-hmm. certainly loves to do. So I'm always concerned about any of these kinds of issues popping up as a result of the government having more of a say in how the private sector goes and organizes and does, you know, this critical task of connecting people to the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw, you know, what happened in the previous years, to your point, James, with, you know, the FBI going in and talking to these social media companies. And, you know, and when they hear a knock on the door that, hey, I'm here from the government. And, of course, to hear Christopher Wray and, Merrick Garland talk about it, it was like a, you know, just a, you know, a house call, a very, you know, kind of, you know, non-threatening type of, contact appointment. But I got to imagine when you have the FBI knocking at your door and asking questions and kind of make you a little stiff, number one, if you especially are one that believes in small government and you're going to try to stand up for your right. But if you're rolling over, then and it seems like some of these three-letter agencies or these social media companies, you know, like Google and Facebook and that and Twitter before Musk, they were on the side of the government. So they were happy to roll over, it seems.
Yeah, you know, I think it depends as to what you're looking at. You have plenty of instances where companies pushed back. I mean, notably yesterday you had the House Judiciary Committee go and release a report that was kind of covering how, you know, Facebook execs were going in and handling, certainly the incident where, President Biden had said Facebook was killing people, right? And like how right. the company reacting to that, you know, took them aback, and you actually had somebody within the company who was pushing back on them. You know, taking down certain content internally because they didn't want to go and make it seem like they were so brazenly just, you know, accepting whatever the government was telling them to do here. So it's not always as simple as, you know, they do what the government says. But, you know, there certainly is plenty of people there that I think are certainly more than happy to go and oblige. And that's why, you know, returning to the net neutrality conversation, you always want to be careful because when the government comes knocking, you know, companies are going to be wary. Like, not every single company has the resources and whatnot to go and fight the government. Understandably so, because if the government wins, there's a decent chance that you're probably left, you know, on the side there bankrupt because it costs a lot of money to litigate these days.
Exactly. So, yeah, you got taxpayers' money against, you know, these businesses, you know, backed by, you know, the FBI and, you know, our government, in the Justice Department. Now, here it is. We're faced with inflation already, cost of living. You know, $1,100, $1,200, $1,300 more a month. We're getting taxed like crazy. Biden says if he gets reelected, get ready. You know, the taxes are coming. He's already laid out a plan for everybody. And so now this, in a way, is just going to add more cost. you know, for businesses, that those costs, of course, are going to be passed on to the consumer. So, you know, here it is. I mean, you're just in the space of where we are right now with inflation and the economy being what it is. It's like, okay, let's just, you know, we'll just throw a little kerosene on the fire. Why not, huh?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that it's impossible to ignore the economic impact it's going to have on everyday Americans. It's not, you know, it's not exactly cheap to go and have internet to begin with. And now if you go and you add on all these compliance costs and all these regulatory costs that these internet service providers will have to go and take on, to be compliant with the net neutrality order, then I think that what ends up happening here is that those costs, as you mentioned, get passed down to Americans. Americans that are already paying over $11,000 a year more in Joe Biden's economy. And, you know, as I kind of said when we heard the news of this vote going through, you know, net neutrality is just Bidenomics for the internet, right? It makes no sense. Why are you going to go and, you know, encourage an outcome here that actually hurts the very people that you allegedly care about? No more taxes on people making under 400K a year. Guess what? Net neutrality ends up being a tax on people making under 400K a year. You know, to get higher internet prices. So, you know, promise broken already. Didn't even have to go and get into day one of this second term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is the thing. Again, you know, the government wants to fix something that's not broken, but they just can't help themselves. Because, you know, if the costs go up, I mean, it's not like that money necessarily goes into the government coffers immediately, does it?
No, no, not necessarily at all, right? Because on the flip side, you know, companies have ways of, you know, defraying how they might have to have a tax liability. And there's good reasons for why you might want to have that. But, you know, it's not like it necessarily goes into the government coffers right away. Now, government certainly does go and grow in its revenues that it's collecting every single year. And in many ways, that can be good, but if we're not servicing our debt, then it doesn't really matter, right? And therein lies the problem. So
exactly.
Our coffers are growing, but also how much we're spending every single year seemingly never goes down either. So it's pretty alarming that, you know, even if you're growing how much money the government's bringing in, that you're not actually responsibly managing that money in any kind of ethical way.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Joe Biden's FCC and the restored net neutrality. Coming to, you know, an internet line near you. James Chernofsky has been our guest. He's a senior policy analyst in technology and innovation at Americans for Prosperity. Thank you, James. Take care.
I'm Phil Hassantona, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. That means it's time for the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of the Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing today?
Well, I'm talking to you. That always makes the day a lot better, and I hope everybody who's listening to you realizes the same thing, because you're helping them to understand what's going on in the world and giving them a great Christian perspective of everything.
Well, that's very kind of you. You know, that's our goal. I had a program director in Los Angeles, and he became a mentor, and he shared something with me, Ted, a long time ago that I've used in not only on the radio but in relationships. And he would say constantly, he says, your job every time you open up the microphone is to elicit a positive emotional response. Think about that.
Amen.
You know, just like what you're saying, you want to add to somebody's day. You want to make it a little bit different, a little bit better, you know, whatever you can do to contribute to somebody's betterment at any given moment in time. Because, you know, as the Bible tells us, you know, God will give us, he uses us to share an appropriate word. Sometimes God gives you a word and you go, where did that come from? And what do you want me to do with it? Or here's a word and you go, really? That's what you want me to say? And you hesitate, but then you obey and you speak the word that God has deposited in your spirit to share with the person that it's intended. And it's amazing. 100% of the time, Ted. People go, hey, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that, right? And they go, thank you so much. You have no idea. You go, no, you're exactly right. I had no idea. And it wasn't me. It was God said, this is what I needed to share with you. I can't take credit for that, right?
I know. You know, my producer wasn't as good when I was in Atlanta in the 1970s. He used to say, just smile as you... And you know that Alex Kendrick was my producer for a half a dozen
right,
of those programs.
Right.
So, you know, you can get after Alex. He's the one who made the mistake.
Well, look at we... You know, we know in part, we prophesy in part, we go through life, you know, and certainly, it's all a process, isn't it?
Yeah, I also did a CBS show at the same time, and they just said, be as mean as possible so people come back to hear how horrible you are.
Everybody has an idea, don't they?
I did do a CBS show, but the CBS had a different criteria. It wasn't making friends, it was scaring the heck out of people. The end is coming.
Unbelievable.
You know.
So considering
we're supposed to be apocalyptic, you know, the news media is always apocalyptic.
Yeah, right.
You know, if Trump gets out, it's going to be the end of America. If this happens, it's going to be a disaster. Listen to the news tonight to find out what's happening. And I'm hoping that people listening to you develop a better attitude about life, because when I speak, I always say, I've got good news for you, because everything else, the news media is so much bad news. Anyway, we got to talk about movies.
Yeah.
So
Well, exactly. Let's talk about the Rhino case. Is it taboo, the Rhino case?
The Rhino case.
Did I say that correct?
Thabo and the Rhino case. Thabo, and it's in the, you know, the African plains area with all the wonderful animals. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's beautiful. It's fun. It's about a little boy who's lost his parents to AIDS, and he finds he's going with his uncle to take, you know, a tour of the tourists who go into the savannah. I've actually done that, and you've probably done it too.
Mm.
And
no, I haven't, but I'm jealous that you did. I imagine that's great.
He finds a rhino.
No, every time you see stuff like that, you think, oh, I'd love to check that out, right?
So he's found a rhino that the horn is cut off, and they stop the tour. The baby needs a home. You know, develops a deep love for the animals. And these poachers, you know what they do. They just cut off the tusks and the horns from the rhinos and the elephants. And that kills the rhinos and the elephants. So, but they're in, you know, they use it for aphrodisiac. I won't explain to your audience what an aphrodisiac is. But anyway, so they want to find who the poacher is, and the tour people and the people at the reserve think that it's his Uncle Bushi, and so he has to find out who is the real villain. He becomes a detective. It's a detective story that caused this, so he can get his Uncle Bushi off. So if you like, you know that there is a Nollywood in Nigeria. And Kenya makes movies, Nigeria makes movies, India makes movies. I know we think that America is the only ones that makes movies, but we are not the only people that make movies. And sometimes they're good movies from overseas, and it's always nice to see a family movie. It's 3 stars. It clearly does not have the budget that we would have given it for America. We would put $120 million and had all sorts of CGI, so it's more real, and it's a plus one. And we recommend it. It's a nice family African adventure. There are two references to evolution. We don't like that. So tell your kids that's not true.
Well, you can be ahead of it that way. The Fall Guy. What did you think about The Fall Guy?
The Fall Guy is funny, and it's a lot of action adventure. And the last half is all action adventure, so you don't have time to catch your breath, which is many Hollywood movies. It's going to do very big. You know, I don't have to tell you, the Fall Guy was given a couple stunts to do. He broke his back. He took a year off. He disappeared. The camera woman has now become the director. They're in love with each other, where he's in love with her. She sort of is treated him very negligently. She finally finds him and calls him to come back. And now they can't find the actor who played the hero that he was the fall guy for, the stuntman for. You know, I'm good friends with a lot of stuntmen. Bob Yerkes, who one of the founders of the Stuntman Association, comes to all of our events at our house, and he's a good supporter of Movie Guide, and he put the cross over Hollywood. So I've got a soft spot for stuntmen.
Right.
And most of the stuntmen are Christians, and the reason they're Christians is if you're going to fall off the Statue of Liberty like Bob Yerkes, you better pray, because if you don't pray, Bob trained Circus of the Stars, and every time he gets somebody like Brad Pitt or somebody onto the Higher Wire Act, which I would not do, you know, he'd say to him before he pushed him off, he'd say, you know, have you accepted Jesus as your It's like, okay, now you're going to go into space. You better accept him immediately. And like, but it's a good movie, but it's too much foul language, and it takes Jesus's name in vain. And I know our reviewer was pretty soft on that, but it just makes me very upset when it takes Jesus's name in vain, because I love Jesus.
Yeah, amen. But this is the thing, you know, sometimes, you know, we're so casual about our Lord, and yet you see in other religions, if there's any, you know, inkling of any kind of violation, you know, all hell breaks loose. And it makes you wonder sometimes, you know, with the Christian community, is that we're just so accommodating. And this has been the story of Christianity. I might even say even the Jewish faith over, you know, from day one. We don't fear God. We take him for granted. And, you know, and I'm like you. It bruises my heart. when I see this. And that's not to say that I always felt this way. And maybe because I'm a little bit older and maybe I'm getting closer to the exit. I don't know. But I just, you know, want people to understand that, you know, there is a holy and righteous God who's in charge
Amen.
Here.
Amen. Right? Yeah. You're absolutely right. You said it all. We don't have to say anything else. So
okay.
The Fall Guy is a good, funny movie, but watch out for the foul language, which will bother me to no end. They don't need to do it.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is that you've proven it time and time again, these movies that honor, I think it honors humanity, honors God, honors humanity, they have better box office results. But nope, they can't help it. Oh, I got to be, I got to be contemporary. I got to use the language. We got to have, you know, all the different gender pronoun inferences and everything. And they're tanking. So it somehow it, artistic, I don't know, entitlement trumps good business. But I got to think the people that are, you know, putting out the dollars eventually are going to wake up and say enough of this stuff. It doesn't work.
We can go into that detail in another program.
Exactly. Well, we've got 2 minutes left. Let's talk about teen video game addiction. They're saying that it may be linked to a psychosis risk, huh?
Well, I've been saying this for many years. You know, I brought 62 professors together when I was head of the department at City University of New York to do the first media literacy course in the late 70s. We now have millions of studies because every school in the world is doing studies. But it's very important. Somehow we got to reach parents that screen time is causing psychosis. It's making children. Now, the child that falls into this has to be susceptible. And the research shows that the more intelligent they are, the more susceptible. And I've got to leave tomorrow to go to New Hampshire, and then I go to, I speak all over the place. And parents generally say, well, my child is too intelligent. If they're intelligent, they're more susceptible, and they're more susceptible not only psychosis, but being anxious, to being depressed. The amount of depression has risen by 50%, which
amazing.
Is incredible. The number of kids that are considering suicide has increased dramatically, 19%, 30% for young girls. I'm looking at the statistics, and I don't think we want that. So remember, it's not the people who are unaware. It's the smartest people that identify with the characters, can imagine the situation, and get caught up in feeling like they're part of the drama.
Exactly.
So watch out for your intelligent kids.
And we'll leave you on a positive note. Google searches for the Bible increased 25% in March, huh, Ted?
And also Bible sales, because there's, you know, a wonderful organization gives us Bibles every year, and Harper, and for our gala to give out to studio heads, and it's great. But Bible sales last year were the biggest they've ever had. So there's a revival going on behind the scenes. And the last thing I want to say is everybody should go see Unsung Hero, because it's an adorable movie, a small movie, and it needs your support.
Exactly. Check it out. Dr. Ted Baer, CEO of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.